Have to tell you a story. This is a story, you know, my daughter's here, and so we always tell stories about when she was little or whatever. And so this is story time, if you want to listen here. There was a little boy once. This was before first grade, so it's pretty small. Mom, they lived in a rural area, and they went down to the general store. How many of you have ever been in a true general store? They got meat, and they got groceries, and they got a butcher, and they got saddlery, and they got, you know, pretty awesome place. Anyways, they go in the store, and Mom's picking out a few things, and the little guy sees a barrel, and he walks over and peeks over the edge, and it's peanuts. Well, this little guy seems, he likes peanuts, and he's looking at the peanuts, and he's got his hand in there feeling the peanuts, and he looks around, and he grabs a couple peanuts, and he slips them into his pocket. Well, that's okay. Mom gets done with all of her shopping, and they go out to the cart. It's time to now reap the harvest, so he pulls the peanuts out of his pocket. He's starting to, getting ready to enjoy the peanuts, and then Mama says, "Where'd you get the peanuts?" Well, you know, a young kid will try for any answer, but she already knew. So it slowly came to pass, and he had understood, and he assured his mother that, no, she didn't see me take them, so it's okay. And Mommy took him by the hand and walked him in, and they produced the peanuts and handed them to the gal, the clerk, an elderly woman and her husband who ran the store. The woman was pretty stern about it, but she understood exactly what was going on, and she says, "Well, I forgive you this time, but I don't want to ever hear of it happening again." The little boy was crestfallen, you can imagine. Can you imagine how embarrassing it would be to have a parent drag you in to the clerk and embarrass you that way? What kind of a parent would have done that to me? I mean him. It was many years later. We had moved away and we moved back. And we were standing outside the store after school, and it was a group of students. And one of the other students came out, and he was just all a twitter. And he says, "Hey, look at this. I stole this, and she didn't see me. There's no way she knew I took it." And before I even thought about it, I said, "You know, that's stealing. And that her income, her way of making a living is having to pay for that. And you'll have to pay for that, and that's theft." "Well, she didn't see it." I said, "That doesn't matter. Stealing is stealing." And I didn't remember actually making the speech up. It just kind of tumbled out. And he had a look on his face, and after a minute, he walked away. And before I knew it, he came back out, and he said, "I snuck him back in, and she didn't see me either." I'd like to ask him if he remembers that, but we've lost touch. It's an interesting thing that happens there, and you know, parenting is a hard thing, and you have to ask yourself a question, am I going to damage my child by my actions and my reactions, and what course shall I take? And you know, a loving parent, a firm love, tough love, where's the balance between that? I guess my mom made the right decision, and I'm grateful for that. I don't remember the peanuts and tasting them ever, but I do remember the event, and there are not very many I remember from that age. So it's an important thing. Reflecting back then, this is a confession that your pastor's a thief. Right? The way we look at it, there is no question, black and white, and I'm admitting. But we need to reflect something else as Christians, and that is that we are forgiven. 1 Peter 3, "In baptism, which this prefigures, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." When God forgives us, we can forgive ourselves. In fact, we need to forgive ourselves. Sometimes that's the hardest thing. God may forgive us, but we don't want to, and we struggle with that. Or if I'm the only one, that may be another bit for you just to share. Parenting is hard. Parenting is hard. Think about as you were growing up, some of the things that helped you be who you are. I always love hearing stories from people who talk about when they were little and they had to sit with their parents and they hated it and they fidgeted and they wanted to get up and church was long and church was boring. And I was one of those at one point, and I remember all of those. But in reflecting back, most of us will say it provided a foundation. And it provided us with some stability to which we can return. But parenting sometimes means having to learn a lesson. We look around at our society today and we can understand that there are lessons that need to be learned, and some of them over and over and over again as we see people. And some people that didn't learn them early enough, and so we're struggling as they try to be a part of a collegial society. Sometimes we let our children learn on their own. Don Boyles gave me a cross, and it's two wrenches forming the cross. I am a tinkerer, there's no question. I love tinkering, exploring, taking things apart, and sometimes even getting them back together again. And it goes back to when I was very young, and I don't remember this story. I don't remember this event, but my neighbor was working on his car. He took his battery out, and he dumped the battery acid out into a jar, and he put it out in the trash, and I found it. And I got it open, and I got it on me. This is the story my mother tells me, and I reflected on it, and I have the acid burns that I know it's a true story. And she has the acid burns from when she heard me hollering and came and tried to get the acid off and clean it off and wet it and stop the burning. Some lessons are hard to learn. I still pause when I open jars. That's a good thing. I don't remember that event, as I said. But some things impact us, and those can make us who we are. So on this Mother's Day, we pause and we reflect on our mothers before us. Some of you young enough to be in the middle of mothering, I'm looking at my daughter, Sarah. Sarah raising a precocious young man. It is not an easy job. And deciding how to be about that parent is a task that we struggle with, we pray about, and God willing, we do the right job. And we can reflect back that the guide for us was Jesus himself, who showed us how to be in the world, how to live in the world, how to share in the world, how to forgive in the world, but also called people to account. Truth was truth. But Jesus, we can turn to in the scriptures. What does that mean now that Jesus has died and risen and sits at the right hand of God? Well, Jesus assured us. He said, I will not leave you destitute. We heard that scripture. Deb did a great job reading that scripture. John 14, I will ask God and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. That's the word in our New Revised Standard Version. The Greek word is paraclete. You know what a parakeet is. This isn't that. It's close. Paraclete. Parakletos. And we know from scholars that the disciples probably weren't sure what Jesus was saying when he says, I will leave the paraclete with you. They didn't know for sure. The Pentecost event had not come. It wouldn't come for some time. It's coming soon for us. Remember to wear red. But this paraclete, this Holy Ghost as it once was, this Holy Spirit, this Spirit of truth, is God's presence with us. That's helpful. When we're trying to parent, what would God do? Listen to that still small voice to know how we shall be. For God is with us to help us and guide us and to know what's right and wrong. So very often we are making choices and we say, well, should I do this or shall we do that? And And what we're really asking is, can I justify doing what I want to do instead of what I should do? And the Paraclete reminds us, the Holy Spirit upon us, giving us guidance. We give thanks for that Spirit. This morning, we all have mothers, and some of them may not have been good mothers. I've met a few people who don't celebrate their parenting, their parents of female gender. Not many. In most cases, mothering has been a good experience, a good thing. And mothering doesn't always come just from your biological parent, but from all of those who have parented you in your lives. Think about that for a minute. I can remember several different women who were instrumental in guiding me, inspiring me. Can you? Pause a moment and think about them. Pause a moment and say a prayer of thanks. Because that's offering Christ, loving us as Christ loved us. I told you the story about being burned by acid, my mom doing her best raising kiddos. She couldn't keep me from harm, and she never did. After that, there were many other adventures I had that I will not share right at the moment, but nonetheless, she would have wished that I could be free from harm, from danger, which is what we all wish for our children. But this is life. This is not Eden. This is not the Garden of Eden. This is not the Rose Garden. This is life. This is earth. And there are those hurdles. There are those potholes. There are those floods and fires and tornadoes. It isn't important that we be kept away from all of them. In fact, we have to endure all of those. We have to travel through the world, through this life. It's how we respond, and it's the fact that we do so knowing that the Spirit of God is with us, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. Perhaps through mothers, perhaps through any of those who have cared for us. So today we do celebrate mothers. If you're a mother here, we give you thanks. If you have anyone to give thanks to, I hope you pause and do that. If they are still alive, I hope you can share that. Know that love, and that is the love that Christ has for us. Amen? Amen.